let's sing and adore. We love the God, we love the Lord. Jesus has become the day is where the days are round. He has lived the faithful life of his terrible sweet story. His truth is marching.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama, and this is the 21st day of October in the year of our Lord 2021. We welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dam, and our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley on this panel with us as well, and it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord.
It is good. It's good to be here today. Good to see the smiling faces today. I trust God has been good to you guys today.
Yes.
Amen. We had a good day so far. We had a little rain early this morning. And a little lightning and thundering and all that good stuff.
All that went on.
Oh boy, he was sleeping well, wasn't he?
Hey, Bill, he was at work.
Some people just really, you know, thank God it's cleared up. We got nice sunshine in the afternoon here, so we praise God for that. Milton, God bless you, my brother. How you doing on your
blessed, man. The Lord is so good. Man.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Why don't you ask his blessing on this broadcast, then, since you and him getting closer and closer here. Bless you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, it's by your grace and mercy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Lord, it's by your grace and mercy that keep us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this broadcast.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you for each and every member here. Mm-hmm. Lord, in the truth that you give us, Lord, from day to day, week to week.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we come to share the good news of your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, to the lost and dying world.
Help us, Father. Help us.
Lord, because many are missing that truth.
Yes, Lord.
And that truth is a person.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, now we ask that you bless this broadcast.
Bless it, Lord.
Bless the listening ears that are tuned in everywhere.
Yes.
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Just thank God for Jesus, brother. Thank God for just another opportunity. Kevin, turn quickly to Romans 13, and let's look at a few verses, 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that, just to kind of, you know, start this program off. But here lately, we hear so much about dismissing God out of our government affairs today, and, you know, the In God We Trust, and different kinds of slogans we have on our money, and, you know, doing things under, you know, the swearing in of the judges and all that, taking out the God part out of it. That's an effort to completely remove God out of our governmental business, all kind of business, you know.
Right.
And brother, we know that's a fatal mistake. Is that right?
Yeah, right. Amen.
But in the process, it's not just God, but anything God has endorsed, you know, any leader, the Constitution is under attack, you know, just everything doing with government, they want God out of it, saying that we don't really need God. All we need to do is just allow man, and I don't understand how we can depend on man to do anything. The man has failed. Do y'all agree that? I mean, like I say, my pet peeve with man is that he done forgot what a male and a female look like. You know, how can I trust anybody that hadn't lost their bearings on what a male and a female, but yet you saying that we don't need God. It's up to a man to, you know, to legislate.
The foolishness of it all, Pastor, and I'm telling you, the fact of the matter is when you start off knowing that you can't legislate morality.
Right.
And that takes man totally out of the picture in itself, because now we're dealing with hearts.
That's right.
That's a heart issue, and we're dealing with hearts, and we know nothing changes the heart but God.
But God.
That's
but right. God, so I think that is being omitted in the calculations.
That
we don't need God, and because the Bible said the fool said that we don't need God.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and basically, this is what they say. And all the great founding fathers, Jefferson, all the statues of those guys that endorsed God, they want those gone.
Right.
Put them in the antique. Put them in the
in the ash heap.
Put them somewhere. Just get them out of sight.
Because they're antiquated.
These men endorse God, and we got to get rid of God and all those. But now, don't that sound like the communist playbook, though?
Well, you know, they go under the guise of this is what they call it, progression.
This is progression.
This has been man has been enlightened in this way. Now we have to look at it like this. And the like that is the erasing of what God has already said. Well, of God, period.
Of who he is.
Well,
we're going to read the article here. Kevin's going to cut into it in just a few minutes. The guy that basically said that God, you know, he, like the energized bunny, he wound up this world. He made it and then wound it up. And then he took a nap. He just went on and went to sleep.
That's what he said.
We don't need him no more. Yeah. You know, and Coach,
you don't deal in the affairs of me.
It's going to be hard to tell that woman up there in Philadelphia that was almost raped on that subway that we don't need God anymore. Yeah. We don't need in front of people, right? Catman, read 13.
Romans 13, 1 through 4.
Yeah, right. Read a little bit of that now. 1 through 3 at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Higher powers.
For there is no power
but
of God.
So God is first, right?
That's it.
Right. Let's start with God.
No other powers. That's it.
Okay. Where do these powers come from then?
The powers
that be, okay,
are ordained of God.
That's what the power.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God.
Yes.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works.
It should be.
But to the evil.
Wilt
thou then not be afraid of the power?
Okay, do what?
Do that which is good.
Okay.
And thou shalt have praise of the same.
Okay.
For he, talking about the power.
Talking about the power.
For he is the minister of God.
Okay, to do
to
what?
To thee for good.
For good.
If thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain.
Yes.
He is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
Now, God, man being in a fallen state, right?
Right.
We're in a fallen state.
Real fallen.
Okay, we got to have some authorities
absolutely
to keep us
absolutely
from just completely
gone over the edge.
Is that understandable? It's understandable, right? Yeah. Okay, but now, how many would really say the government has taken up more responsibility upon themselves than God intended for them?
Too much more. And we let them have too much.
Okay, Kevin, what you say?
We are fallen.
We are fallen, okay.
All
of us. For that reason, we need somebody to police us a little bit, right?
And even our authorities are fallen.
Okay.
Therefore,
right.
They're not the power.
Okay.
God
they are
is
fallen.
The power.
Okay.
And
okay.
They are to execute what he has already endorsed.
So for the authorities to rule out God, and they themselves are fallen creatures.
Right.
That sounds kind of ridiculous. They are fallen.
Right. Since they are fallen, they need an authority.
Right.
But they totally rejected, they want to dismiss God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're doing their own thing.
Right. Yeah. But can we say basically their job was to keep us from, infringing upon the rights of another person, you know.
Absolutely.
Basically, but what the government is involved in today, climate change, a lot of this stuff they're involved in today,
that was never their objective. Freedom was their objective from the start.
Right.
Freedom was their objective, and when they formed that government, you know, things were a lot different, but the document is so amazing because the same thing they put in writing in works today. They would institute it.
Right. Well, on the panel today, they were discussing why those people sit back and watch that woman get ravished on that Philadelphia subway. And one or two guys said, because number one, if they had made a move to protect the woman, then the law has gone completely on the other
side.
Well, they would begin to prosecute the person that tried to help the woman.
Right.
Huh? That's our law today. Instead of giving them a medal of honor,
taking drag down to the city,
knocking that fella out. Knocking that fella out. It was enough of them on there to not
to hurt him. They could have stopped it.
But they knew that the government would probably end up prosecuting.
That's a very real fear, though.
Right.
That's a very real fear, because it happens so much in our society today. Sure. When you see people trying to do the right thing or help somebody or go to somebody's rescue, you end up paying.
Well, that means the government has failed in the first principle of what God intended for government to be.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I agree. Totally.
You know, it even renders the policemen themselves helpless because they're scared to.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All of that.
Well, but the reason the government it really can't tend to these matters is because they're too busy trying to track down my $600 in the bank. That I went through last week, which is not in their lane. They have nothing to do with that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, this whole thing, when you realize what it's about power.
Not only power, it's about money.
You got the power, you're going to get the money.
Okay, you got the power.
That's what they're doing now. Yeah. It's about everybody with the big money backing the movement that they want money, the world to become.
Money backing money.
They keep telling us about the shooting disorders and things coming late.
Yeah.
Everything, and I'm talking about over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon ain't failed me yet. 2-3 days delivery. UPS, FedEx. They all running. You still getting your package in 2 days.
I told Brent just the other day. I said, MJ needs to take out stock in Amazon.
Well, he always has to call
every other day. We getting a package from Amazon coming to the house.
And they ain't even took the free shipping. They still giving you free shipping. Everything to one up.
Yeah.
But they ain't moved.
Yeah.
That say something now.
Yeah.
But another thing, our law enforcement. This is why so many have retired and doing early retirement, because they've been ordered to stand down when they see crime going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Stand down.
They can't do the job. Okay, Kevin.
Do the job.
We gonna let's look at the rights God has given us over the government's taking control of every aspect of our lives. We do believe that government has exceeded their calling, right?
That's right.
According to Romans 13, the government have gone beyond the calling, and they have enacted programs that will help them to pad their own pockets and their power, and really don't care about protecting citizens anymore. Is that right? It ain't about protecting citizens anymore. But that's why God ordained them.
Well, our Attorney General was pushing critical race theory curricula in the schools all across the nation. You come to find out his son-in-law.
Yeah, sure.
Is in the company.
Sure, the material.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's all about greed. We're going back to greed, y'all. Because it's what you call government-backed greed.
Yeah.
Huh? Hunter Biden and all the guys, he painted a picture. I don't know what that abstract art he painted. Somebody gave him
$65,000.
I mean,
every one of them was $75,000 a piece.
Y'all see the painted man.
Look like somebody little grandkid.
Similar.
Kevin, here's an article here. We got a couple articles we want to try to run through if we can, my brother. If we can. Man, we get it in. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at a few of these articles here. This here is our commentary, political process, blah, blah, blah. Some guy named Edwin Fuhrer.
Right.
He's a PhD. Very smart guy. Let's read a little bit of what he says here.
This is an article by Edwin Fuhrer.
Yeah.
That was written in 2013, The Right Way to Think About Rights.
The right way to think about our rights.
To think about our rights.
The human rights. Okay.
The Constitution doesn't grant us freedoms. It prohibits governments from taking them.
Nearly all of us
at one time or another refer to our constitutional right for free speech.
Okay, right.
While this common phrase may seem harmless, it points to a larger misunderstanding of where our rights come from.
Okay.
A misunderstanding that undermines many of our most fundamental policy debates.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, the U.S. Constitution protects our God-given rights.
Okay. Uh-huh.
From government overreach.
That's right.
Overreach.
The U.S. Constitution protects our God-given rights from government.
Okay, okay.
The government does not grant those rights to us as citizens.
No, they don't. No.
This is perhaps the most widely misunderstood aspect of our system of government.
Okay.
The idea that the power of government is derived from the consent of the governed was first articulated by John Locke in his 1690 Second Treatise of Government, in which he wrote, man being, as said, by nature, all free.
By nature. Nature. Now.
By nature.
Okay.
All free.
Okay.
Equal and independent.
Come on, man.
Okay, hold it right now before you
stop
read it
right there.
Stop right there. Man being what? Free?
Free.
Yeah, by nature.
Equal.
Independent.
That's right.
By nature.
Now the great God and our Creator put a program in operation whereby man was given the choice of accepting God's plan or rejecting God's plan. Do y'all believe the Bible? That's what the Bible is about?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Well, now, anybody interfere with being between making that choice?
No, they're in trouble.
In trouble.
They ain't fighting you. They no longer fighting you.
Yeah.
They're not fighting you.
Because that the Bible is built on the platform of, Lord said, I give you a choice.
Right.
Now, who's standing in my way of making this choice?
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead right now.
No one can be put out of this estate and subjected to the political power of another.
Without what?
Without his own
That's
consent.
Right.
Can't make me. Go ahead now.
Locke's words are the underlying basis of the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Underlying.
Which reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Many people refer to this amendment and their right to free speech as though it is the First Amendment that grants them the
That's
right.
That's good.
Okay.
That's
no,
good.
No, it's not that. Go ahead.
To say what they like.
Okay.
That is looking at it the wrong way.
It is.
Where the Constitution, the grantor of the rights to free speech, religion, assembly, and so forth, the First Amendment would not start out, Congress shall make
no law. Congress shall make
that part of the sentence clearly states that the government has no rightful authority over those things.
Mm-hmm.
And this blocks from infringing upon them. Okay. This is the concept of negative rights.
Okay.
A negative right is one that cannot be infringed on upon by outside forces.
So government and everything.
Government is not granting you the right to free speech.
That's right.
That right.
The right already exists.
Mm-hmm.
Government is expressly forbidden from attempting to infringe upon it.
Okay. Yeah.
The Declaration of Independence asserts that all men are endowed by their
creator.
Certain unalienable rights.
That's right.
In other words, our right to life,
mm-hmm.
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are God-given, not government-given.
That's right.
However,
right.
if you think that we are granted our fundamental rights by the government, then you are more likely to seek additional favors from it.
That's right. If the government giving you, you looking for something.
And that's right. And eventually they're going to put you back into a slavery situation.
That's right.
You know, a physical, mental slavery anyway.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, read, Doc.
If the government is the grantor of all good things,
mm-hmm.
what is to stop someone from thinking up more good things that could and should be granted by our elected leaders? Yet our government is not Santa Claus writ large, and our rights are not wish lists drawn by our eager tots on Christmas Eve. Any fair-minded reading of the Constitution reveals that it does not grant us the wonderful rights we embrace.
Uh-huh.
It handcuffs the government from infringing upon them, or at least it's used to.
That's right. Now, like I say, there's been an overreaching of a government. See, God, if the government was appointed for a simple reason, protect the citizen. Is that right?
Yeah.
From one another.
Yeah.
And from them.
Yeah.
Even work. Huh? But look at look how big government has built up. Look what big.
It was never intended to be.
It was never intended to be, you know, not even the welfare, the Social Security.
None of that.
None of that. Because all that was, I call it the Ponzi scheme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the money been gone a long time ago.
Like
what do you think they did with that money?
It's just like a cash system, bro.
They don't put it in their pocket.
That's right. Families got rich. It was just like a caste system. But this document that we had, this constitution we have, it was set up as a group of checks and balances.
Checks and balances. Right.
For people who want to do right anyway.
Yeah. Right.
For those people, that want to do right anyway.
But people want to do it. There's no terror to those.
And the government was put in place to protect those people.
That's right.
And to punish the one doing the wrong.
Right. But, you know, okay, now both black people say, all that sounds good. Constitution sounds good. All that, all the right. But what happened to our rights? Well, I'll tell you what happened to our rights. You had the greedy ones that brought in this cheap labor, like they do in China, communists,
right. You
know, cheap labor, and worked the black people for little or nothing. You know, and of course, all the founders went up with that. That's what I tried to tell them. Everybody wasn't.
Most of them were.
That's right. But there were those who wanted to use the system, the governmental system, to promote.
Right.
Huh?
I think it was more so even then, Pastor, with the people that was pushing that. It was a profit. It was a money thing. Cause that was the market down south. Mm-hmm.
Sure,
where they brand the free labor. The South got rich during that era.
Sure, richer than it all.
Yeah.
That's one reason the South didn't want to give up the slave.
That's right.
Absolutely. It was about money, right?
It was still back to money.
Because all Southerners didn't have slaves now, of course, but now the whole mechanism of the economy. It run on slavery. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Doctor. Where we at now?
Our founding fathers did. Our founding fathers did not see government as a benevolent Santa Claus guaranteeing an ever-expanding wish of rights. Rather, they viewed government as a necessary evil.
An evil, but it's a necessary evil.
It was preferably to anarchy.
But nonetheless, a
serious threat to liberty.
At the same time.
That's it. Yeah.
Then there was a cautious sign up.
What's happening now? What are we looking at now? That opportunity was there. They knew it was in there.
Yeah. The forced vaccination is right here, what he's talking about right here. That's right. Go ahead, read, Doctor.
Liberty was the ultimate goal for our founders.
That's what they wanted.
And for its sake, they were
willing to lay down
their lives.
They were.
Mm.
In the famous words of Patrick Henry, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?
Mm.
Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take.
Yeah.
But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Praise God.
That spirit continues to inspire oppressed people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It should inspire all of us fortunate enough to live here every day.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly should deter us from thinking that our rights come from anyone other than God.
Our rights come from God first.
Yes.
Is that what it basically says?
Yeah.
And God appointed our governmental leaders.
That's right.
Well, absolutely. To uphold what he has already said.
That's right.
And look what governmental leaders have done with
today.
They've gotten so anti-American. I'm talking about Americans.
I'm talking
about leadership in American government has gotten so anti-American.
Sure. But it's all, can you see the communist playbook here?
Yeah.
Control the people.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Control the people.
Do it with fear.
Mm-hmm.
With the fear of many things. Your security.
Mm-hmm.
Your health.
Right.
Your freedom. You being able to go about freely.
All that
is at stake with this garbage they got going on.
Absolutely. Now, here's another article here. Let me look at the read this right quick here.
Okay.
Chuck Todd, MSNBC here, commentator. This article is 2018 here, but it's very interesting.
Right.
He's the host of NBC Meet the Press. He's seriously uneasy after Alabama Senator Roy Moore won the Republican primary during that time. That's going down a little further west. Roy Moore, who has previously served as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, often says our rights come from God, not government. Mm-hmm. Chuck Todd calls Moore's view very fundamentalist. According to Todd, those who believe our rights are God-given don't believe in the Constitution.
As written.
I don't know what he read though. And accusing Roy Moore of infidelity to the Constitution, Chuck Todd demonstrates his own ignorance of the American founding. The founding father understood that our rights come from God. As the Declaration of Independence proclaimed, all people are created equal, endowed by their creator.
With certain inalienable rights.
That's right. The constitutional framers recognized this important truth. If our rights are given to us by the government,
if,
then government can take those rights away. In the words of John Adams, it's because our rights are derived from the great legislator of the universe that they cannot be repealed or restrained by human law. Okay, like 2 minutes a day, Chuck Todd believes government can yield, government can change. Government can take away the rights of the people depending on the whims of the majority and the ambition of those in government. Their philosophy asserts that some rights, like the freedom of speech, freedom of religious liberty that protect the rights of the bakers and the photographers to decline participation in same-sex wedding ceremonies, they say these things are antiquated. Mm-hmm. Huh? On the other hand, the right to marry a person of the same sex, which was never given by God, can be declared into existence by a Supreme Court decision.
That's right. That's a good example. Huh? That's right.
That's a good example.
That's right.
But our founding father knew the truth. Our rights do indeed come from
our creator.
And no government can take those rights away from us.
That's right. Huh? As long as the people got the will to be free and
well, the will. Now that's our problem today. What happened to the will though?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think the will to be free has been trumped over now, you know.
The will got trumped over.
Well, a lot of people don't know what free is.
That's what it has.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have lived so long in confinement on the dole, you know, on something for nothing concept.
They'll
fight for it now.
Right, right. Here's an article by Lord Schaefer's here. Schaefer's in all places, Pennsylvania, Capital Star. They ran this article here, and I don't see how Pennsylvania can even say anything up there with that condition. They got that place up in there.
It's everywhere.
It's not just Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at those God-given rights. Those come from men and institutions. Leave God out of it. That's what Lord Schaefer said.
That's good.
Leave God out of it.
Wow.
Come from men. Men. In other words, let men do this job. Right. Let these men that don't know the difference between a woman and a man, let them do the job. Let these men that believe in killing babies, even after the baby stuck the head out the womb.
The baby said the first three words.
And then, shut up. You know, but these are the men that are going to make the decision for us.
Yeah.
Let me go down here. Look on the next page now. It says here, to all those out there who are parading and protesting and shouting to any nearby television camera, don't take our God-given right. I say back off, bro. Back off. That's what he says here. The rights so cavalierly crowded about do not come from God. They come from man through the institution of the government.
If you were wondering what their prerogative was, that is.
They want to be God. They want God out of the picture. To get God out of the picture, you got to get the founders out of the picture. Thus, the removing of the statutes.
All that stuff.
Thus, the removing of the Constitution. Yeah. They want the Constitution completely gone.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders and a lot of those cronies like that, they want to get rid of everything.
To all of them.
They want to destroy the foundation. We know the Bible says you destroy the foundation, brother.
Well, still the right.
Okay. All right, look on now. It says here that before tagging me, that's what he's going to say here, old Schaefer here, before tagging me with the godless secular humanist badge, pinning it on me and my idea. Let me share some of my bony powers. My bony powers here. I consider myself a person of faith.
That's key word. There you go.
Having been actively involved in the church and other religious groups for my entire 72 years. Y'all see what I got?
What did he say?
Okay. Look what he said. Now, I've been teaching Christian education and biblical studies since I was 16. Too long, brother. I have served in leadership and other capacity at the local, synodical, and national church level. I have studied at a nearby Lutheran seminary.
This is resume.
This is resume for saying the foolishness we're going to hear in a few minutes. Anyway. Most important, I make my personal and political decision based upon the tenets of my Christian faith. I strive to live in an evangelical that is spreading the good news of the gospel lifestyle. Now back to the matter at hand. I'm going to give you my resume. Now, let's get back to the matter at hand here. Mm-hmm. He said, if there are questions about the source of these God-given rights, these complainers no doubt will offer this sentence from the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths. To be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. Postal toting, for instance, sacrifice.
Why this choice? Why this
sacrifice
tweet?
The week reopened Tennessee
flag
waivers. Will
Smith. Look how he labeled these folks. That's what you think about the Christian, right?
And it is, however, this statement has no legal jurisdiction. Wow. So what the Christians are saying has no what?
That's no legal jurisdiction.
But you're a Christian too now.
That's what he said.
Yeah. The founding father commissioned the young Thomas Jefferson to craft an apology. Mm. That is rationale for mounting a revolution against the British monarchy and its tyrannical practices waged against the colonists. Okay? All right? So we did. Okay, in late night debate, is that the end of that one? Okay, did I get the sheet messed somewhere up? Okay, let me see what I did here. Okay, is it that last page I got wrong over there? Yeah, it should be that last page. Yeah. Can't do it, ain't it?
The very last.
Yeah. But now I think the printer cut off some of it.
That's it.
As your own law, okay, from Buddhism. He quoted from Buddhism. I think the printer got some of that top point, you know. Hurt not other than ways that you yourself will find hurtful from the faith. And if thine eyes be turned toward justice, choose thou for thy neighbor that which thou choose for thyself. He's quoting the Buddhist
mantra. Is that the same mantra, Pastor? Is it the same one?
I think it is. Well, I don't know, is it?
Yeah, so the contributor is Schaefer at the bottom.
Well, that's the same one. That's the same one. Okay. Okay, the Channing hordes railing against the proposed the loss of God-given rights. They're talking about us, y'all. And for the rights Channing to live as they want to. obviously are not living out the injunctions that do come from God. If they were, they would not be putting vulnerable people at risk. Y'all get that shot. Vulnerable people at risk with behavior that encourage the spread of the deadly virus. As I perceive God wants people to live full, healthy lives. God does not want conduct that endangers people. Mm. Even something like entombing crowds of vulnerable individuals in church buildings that can serve as perfect breeding grounds. COVID-19.
Well, I'm so glad COVID ain't got none of the address of these football stadiums and stuff.
Such demands come not out of allegiance to God. They are manifestations of the divisive and destructive me first, others be damned. Mm. Is that what we say?
Attitude. That's what we say.
If you don't take the shot, is that your attitude? Me first,
That's what they said.
Another virus. Another virus that has infected our nation. That attitude is the virus itself.
Yeah.
If God had bestowed a series of rights to people of the world, I suspect it would resemble the United Nations. Oh, Lord, is he told the United Nations?
Man, you know he a globalist. You heard him when he started off, man.
Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I'm from the United Nations. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food and clothing, housing, medical care, necessary. So now, you think God intended for the government to get involved in all of
what
that?
What this got to do with us anyway? This is a universal declaration from our sovereignty. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Some kind of way that got to mean something to the United States. Used to be, they ain't no more sovereignty. Hmm.
What happened to the sovereignty?
They didn't see it from you.
Look what it said. Everybody has the right to education.
Right.
Education shall be free. At least in the elementary and fundamental stage. Because we know today that they said that parents has no right to educate children. Today, right?
That's what they said.
And because the Bible don't say, the Bible said trained up.
That's the parent's job.
Well, it must say charter school or public school trained up a child in the way it should go.
Somewhere.
It got to say it somewhere,
ain't
it?
No.
So it's the parent's responsibility?
Yeah.
So the government now trying to take it?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Is that overreach?
They said the parents ain't got nothing to do.
Is that overreach?
Yes, wait. It is.
Huh? Okay, yes, that's overreach there. Okay, everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least in elementary and the fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. All are equal before the law and are entitled without any discrimination to equal protection of the law. All are entitled to equal protection against any discrimination in violation of this our declaration and against any incitement to such discrimination. And finally, everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Although I'm doubtful that security of person, which means self-protection, include the necessity to get your random gun. I told you better get rid of that gun. A welding
AT-4
anti-tank weapon and two pistols now.
Man.
Huh? While all of the ham sandwich on 9 grain.
This guy's something else.
A bread with tomato, Swiss cheese, mayo, and salmon in the Subway. Right. So you don't need to be packing no gun.
That's right.
Huh? As wonderful as my home is and as lovely as my cellmate. Oh, now I get his wife jumping together. I am eager to engage with others outside my household. I miss greeting a friend or stranger with a handshake. I want to hug my grandchildren. I'm ready to remove the onus of grocery shopping from my daughter and son-in-law. I'm itching to resume the traveling to other places that our retirement lives have afforded us. However, I do not feel that God has given me the right to do any of these things. What God has given me and everyone is the opportunity to live in ways that engender care and love for others so that all of God's God's children, all of his children. I'm not rapping that guy there.
Father Guru.
That's a doer, whoever that is.
All of the children, people live in true freedom and fulfillment. So all of God just as much rights as anybody else. Is that right? That should be our new norm,
right?
Y'all.
Well, he's saying right there that it's really not the way it should be by saying it's our new norm when he say that.
Yeah, okay. So everything, the foundation needs to be tossed out.
Yeah.
Is that what he basically said?
Yeah.
We need to toss out.
Hate the Lord, man. Huh? We just got to know that they hate our Lord.
Haven't we been saying all the time that this fight is between God? God is at the forefront of this whole battle. Is that right?
I agree.
Look at that other article. I got one more that we're going to touch on here. In late night debate.
They hate him.
They hate God. See, that's the whole bottom line. That is right there. They hate God. And that's the whole, and they want God out of the fair so man can
do what he do, finna messing it up.
And then this would get you.
What's that?
He claimed to be a Christian.
He said he's a Christian.
Yeah. Claimed to be a Christian.
Yeah. And since he was 16. But he never said nothing about being saved, though.
No. He been teaching Sunday school.
Yeah, that's talking like a lot of church folks.
Sunday school.
They talk
that's
about how long they've been in church,
but
they have no testimony as to how God saved them, when God saved them, when God convicted them of their sins.
Right.
Huh? And God brought them to their knees and they asked God for forgiveness. How can you leave that out of testimonies?
That's everything.
That is a testimony.
Yeah.
Huh?
He got a beam in his own eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the finger of the Christian.
Yeah. Unusual. In late night debate, House votes to undo Wolf's emergency declaration. In the late night, Pennsylvania House passed a resolution to end all business closures ordered by Governor Wolf, ordered in mid-March to mitigate the spread of coronavirus. Pennsylvania Star here, newspaper. This inspired piece of prose, while the still is not a legislative audit, is an explanation and an errand of grievances. Besides, these unalienable rights cited are not original with Jefferson. He based them upon works by Locke, that's right, an Enlightenment era philosopher whom Jefferson studied and he admired. Locke originally identified these fundamental natural, not creator endowed rights as life, liberty, and property. Jefferson, a man of enlightenment, too, substituted the phrase the pursuit of happiness for Locke's concept of property, which Locke and others had used to describe freedom of opportunity as well as the duty to help those in need. Perhaps our true patriotic duty is to work together to help fulfill another phrase in the Declaration, all men are created equal. I have not seen that statement on any protest or sign. So that's what they need to be protesting here. Okay, also, as I wrote in a previous column about people misusing God in religion to further reprehensible practices, many of the founders who commissioned the Declaration were deists. They were not what? Christians. That's what he said. The deists view hold that a supreme being created the universe and then we did what?
Withdrew.
Went on vacation?
Yeah.
God set everything in motion.
Now he gave it to y'all.
Huh? Then he pulled a Rip Van Winkle on us.
That's a doctrine.
The deists view hold that a supreme being created the universe, then withdrew, not intervening in any way in the affairs of this world. A supreme being who does not interpose in worldly matters certainly would not grant rights to a particular people in a particular place. Oh, God.
Ain't no may God, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They ain't no may God. They don't know, man.
All these guys from Pennsylvania
don't know the man.
All these
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Hold on just a minute. I think, this is a Pennsylvania, too. This is the last one. Let's read this one quickly. Okay, ready?
Ready?
Okay, this is Terzai, I guess you'll pronounce his name, says he didn't know about positive COVID test called for future transparency. Okay, the document that does grant rights to the nation's citizens, that does will legal authority in the Constitution of the United States, ratified in 1788. Okay, the Constitution, too, has a preamble. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do our day, and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. Okay, the prologue makes no mention of God, he said. There ain't no God in there. Because we know God is in the Declaration, all
right?
That created. Okay.
Wait a minute, what about blessings of liberty?
Liberty, okay, but that he ain't said that ain't none of God.
He said that ain't none of God.
Okay. He said the prologue makes no mention of God, our creator, our supreme being. In fact, the word God does not appear anywhere in the document, in no article, in no amendments, nowhere. It is we the people of the United States who confers the rights and the privilege and the responsibility on which our citizens live. So the government's supposed to make rules for us, not God. Is that right?
That's what he's saying. Huh? And he's trying to use the Constitution to validate his argument.
Absolutely, because it's not in the preamble. Huh? It's not in the preamble. Now, the Constitution talks about creator, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, God, in whatever form of substance one believes, does not bestow rights as we understand them politically. But God does speak commands to humankind as models for how to live together. Those from the Judeo-Christian tradition know the greatest command as the golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself, or do to others as you want them to do to you. This precept is found in the teachings of all, not just the Bible,
great religion.
From Islam.
First name out there.
As you would have people do to you, do to them, and what you dislike to be done to you, don't do. Is that what the Muslims believe?
I don't know what
Muslim believe. Do what we say, all with your head.
Put your head. Do what we say, you finna lose your life,
man.
Oh boy.
Okay. What about Tyus?
Tyus are regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and your neighbor
go over that mess with your neighbor stuff you want.
Yeah, that's your own.
Your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Then that Buddhist, right? Mm-hmm. Hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. By faith, if thine eyes be turned toward justice, choose thou for thy neighbor that which thou choosest for thyself and others. The Channing hordes.
That's us. There we go.
That's all. They call them all kind of names on me. Railing against the purported loss of God's given right, they talk about, and for the right to live as they want to, obviously are not living out the injunction that come from God. What God are you talking about?
It's God.
If they were, they would not be putting vulnerable people at risk with behavior that encourages spread of a deadly virus. As I perceive God, God wants people to live full and healthy lives.
We've been over this.
Yeah, we already touched that. Yeah. Okay, all right. I think we finished all of it there.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. I thought we had some more left.
That was the one we went through. That's the one ending, talking about God and hyphenated Allah at the end.
Okay, but now, basically what we're dealing with, brother, is God is being put on the back burner. Is that what we see
here? Where our rights come from?
Our rights come from God.
Okay.
Huh? Now, we read Romans 13.
Absolutely.
The powers that be.
The government was set up by God.
That's right.
To protect us from us.
That's right.
Huh? I don't mean just the thug in the street.
Right.
Us from us.
Us up in the Capitol White House.
Us from us.
Huh?
Yeah, them too. It mentioned that. That's in the document.
Yeah, because they are fallen people. We're all fallen, right?
Right. Right.
So we all need to have some kind of rules and regulations that
governed by. Pastor, some people, and just like in Washington,
mm-hmm.
that's why I say our founding fathers, God gave them all kinds of wisdom in the writing of that document, because that overreach thing is what gets so dangerous for the people.
Yes.
When the government start overreaching and touching sections of our lives that they shouldn't be involved in.
Okay. So now we got the welfare, and this welfare system had made the people dependent, not on God, not looking to God, not even having to pray anymore. Your check coming every month. So what you praying for? You know, you trust God is the government is God now, ain't it?
Right?
Huh?
That's
right.
You
trust
that?
But if the government hadn't stuck their nose into that part of our lives, then we would be more dependent upon God. They never should have.
Yeah.
It was never God's will.
I agree.
The education,
that was for the family. The Bible states that clearly.
Sure.
The discipline, the education, the training our children in the ways of the Lord.
That first of all, in the ways of the Lord.
Yeah, that was the parents' job.
Yeah. So now, but we see which way the government is training our children.
Well, we have an official that said the parents ain't got no business doing that.
It says not, the parents has no, it's the government's job.
It ain't their business what their children learn and when they get to school. Yeah,
we just talked about that earlier.
But the Lord said train up a child. Who trained up a child?
Who are you going to believe?
Okay.
See, there you go. Yeah.
So now the government.
Wait a minute now.
Okay.
All right.
Milton, go ahead.
We send you a check every month.
Okay. Now you got to be dependent on that check.
We send you a check. All you got to do is decide you can do without it. You ain't got to just decide they can keep their check. Whatever your reason is.
But haven't you trained me? You have trained me to be dependent.
Well, you know how they feel about that. Well, there shouldn't be no problem for you doing the right thing.
Or doing the wrong thing. Talk that what it is.
So now,
that's what it is.
The physical drugs make people dependent upon drugs. So what we're saying is that the government has become a form of drugs.
Dealer.
Yeah. Is that right? Drug dealer?
For the people.
Yeah. For the people.
Yeah.
That's right.
I agree.
And the people are willing to give up all of their rights to keep that.
Under the guise of being safe.
That's right.
Of safety.
Oh, boy. Okay, gentlemen, praise God. Kevin, let's get ready to go round table here, and let's get some final thoughts on this. What are we going to call this, Kevin? What is this here?
Our God-given right.
Our God-given right. Okay, so God has given us right. Okay, go ahead. Elaborate this. Wax eloquent, then.
God has given us rights that no one can take away because God has given us that right.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to stand for your rights? That's the difference. That's where
good
we're
question,
at.
Good question, bro.
Are we going to stand?
God has given us the rights, but are you going to stand for
good
your
question.
Rights?
Good question.
Okay. If you're going to stand for your rights, from the government, you're going to have to do what the government says to keep your rights.
But I can't see God right now. I can see that dollar bill.
I know, and that's why...
Am I going to believe God, though?
That's why in the guise of you keeping your rights, you have to take the vaccine. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Okay.
Or you can be in the power of the Lord and stand for your rights.
Okay.
Amen.
That's a good question, bro. Are you going to stand for them? I just say trust God.
Trust God.
I mean, with your health, with your money, with your life.
Your life, yeah.
That's what we say as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We say we've given him our life.
Yeah.
Okay. That means my medical health too. Everything.
Is it a part of your life?
He's a healer. We know he's a healer, right?
Absolutely. Okay. That's what I'm telling God.
But have we given God a chance to really heal us, or are we depending on the Medicare and the Medicaid?
That's the question. And we ain't saying go tap your Medicaid.
No. We're not saying that. But the question is, have we really trusted in God in times of our sickness and health and in the remedies that are probably right all around us?
I probably got
a bush out there in the backyard that's still COVID right now.
Yeah,
I'm talking about just right there on the ground right now. But have we trusted God to reveal that to us? Or have we trusted our Fauci or whatever his name is?
Fraudgy. Dr. Fraudgy.
Fraudgy. You gave him a new name. Oh, okay. All right. Y'all understand what we're saying?
I understand.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, man, what you got to say there?
Man, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. We had a turning point.
We have a turning point.
In this world, in this country.
Okay,
you know, because the Lord said in his word, whosoever's on the Lord's side, come over here.
That's right.
That's where we at right now.
That's what the Lord's saying.
And the disciples went even further than that. They said, I'd rather obey God than man.
Amen.
And see, those are the crossroads.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
There's so many Christians that profess to be Christian. Like we studied last night about the seed being sown.
Yeah.
You know, you got some wayside, some on thorns. Stony ground, good ground. We're at that point now. And so many of our people out there that profess to be Christian but are not standing on trusting in the Lord. They want to trust in government.
Yeah. And the Bible tells us plain that we're not to put trust in man.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. We're not the strength of a horse and not the strength of a man. But the question is, have we given God a chance to really show himself strong in every area of our lives? Or have the government become our God today? And we trust them more than God. Is that the question? Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to the hearts of some soul, Father, that's struggling right now. Between trusting you and trusting government, Lord. Let us put you first, Lord. Let us bring you back to the position that you rightfully own, Father. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen.